Envoys from 90 countries and international organizations gathered here in Cairo to attend a one-day Gaza donor conference co-hosted by the Egyptian and Norwegian governments. The aim was to raise $4 billion asked by the Palestinian Unity government for the reconstruction of the Gaza Strip. But the total amount the international donors pledged surpassed expectations, $5.4 billion. Among the participants were Egyptian President Abdel Fattah el-Sisi, President of the Palestinian Unity Government Mahmoud Abbas, U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry, EU Foreign Policy Chief Catherine Ashton, and the United Nations Secretary General Ban Ki-moon. The speakers mainly expressed hope that this conference will pave the way to a lasting and sustainable solution to the Palestinian-Israeli conflict.
In speeches given by the heads of the delegations, most countries said they will stand by the Palestinians, who are frustrated with the endless cycle of construction and destruction, and that they want real steps to be taken to avoid such a situation in the future.
Many countries stressed the need for the establishment of an internationally recognized Palestinian state and the opening up of the border crossings with Gaza. UN Chief Ban Ki-moon announced he will be visiting Gaza on Tuesday. The Palestinian side, represented by Mahmoud Abbas, said that while the humanitarian situation in Gaza has become dire, that the Palestinian side is still willing to work towards a peaceful solution.
The most recent Israeli attack on the Gaza Strip, which resulted in great destruction and major catastrophes, is unbearable and cannot pass without consequence. Yet, we will continue to work and coordinate closely with Egypt and all relevant parties to maintain and consolidate the ceasefire.
Israel's 50-day war destroyed most of Gaza's infrastructure and displaced hundreds of thousands of Palestinians. As the world today aims to rebuild the damage, concerns remain that Israel could wage another war on the Palestinian enclave. Karim Gamaluddin, Press TV, Cairo.